Stop recording button to activate. Press space bar. Alt followed by S.
Hey guys, it's Brandon Tyson, and what you'll notice right away in this recording is I'm not using NVDA. I'm not switching to JAWS. However, there are points in time where I like to just see where they're at with Windows 10. What I'm going to do in this instance
Windows B,
is I'm going to
unloading JAWS. Enter.
Do
Stop
that.
Recording button to activate.
And I'm going to reload.
JAWS Professional, Beta Release, Voice Recorder, Stop Recording Button to Activate, Press Spacebar, Alt followed by S.
So, looks like they've done some work in the Windows 10 area. From what I can gather, I don't know how good every part of it is, but I do like to check this every so often because I focus so much on NVDA that I need to at least be familiar, I think, with how JAWS interacts so that if I'm helping a JAWS user, I can at least be of some assistance. So what we're going to do is we're just going to look at a couple basic things. So to start with, one of the highlights is, I think, the calculator. Of course, NVDA supports it really well, and I think we'll just work on this. So we're going to hit Windows.
Search box edit, type in text.
We're going to push down.
All apps checked, all apps list box, recently added.
Still don't know why it says that, but we're going to zoom out the view.
Enter, zoom dash out all apps list box, recently added, 1 of 30.
I'm doing this because I like to just really try different things with JAWS, and I know that it'll work with the first letter navigation, so I like to do this.
Zoom dash out all apps list box, A, 4 of 30. Recently added, A, B, C. Enter, calculator.
There it is. Enter.
Enter. Calculator, calculator. Display is 0.
Now.
9. 9 plus. 4, 2. 51.
Next we can do
7, 8, 474,552.
Oops, I don't know what I just hit.
1.00.
I can do
open history, memory, memory percent button to active, square root button to activate, press space bar. 8, 1. 9.
There we go.
8, 1.
So I don't know the
9
key for square root. Well, I do know the key for square root, actually.
Memory open hit display is 9.
Back. I'm going to type 16.
1, 6.
Then you push the at sign.
Square root 4.
Wow. And they actually make it say square root when you do that, which is, I can tell you that they've probably heavily scripted this to make it do all these things. Because I don't even know how the Windows 7, I know Windows 7 calculator worked, but it was definitely different. So that's calculator.
Stop recording button to activate, press spacebar, alt followed by S.
Next thing we're going to look at.
Windows R, run dialog, /edge:// enter, Microsoft Edge. Refresh button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay.
Alt D, search or enter web address edit, type in text. /GOOGLE:COM, enter. Tab, add to favorite tab, Hubble tab, make a web tab, share tab, settings and tab, tab.
Okay, I broke it.
Alt F4, stop recording, Windows R, run, /edge:, enter, Microsoft dash edge die, enter, run, /:, enter, open, edit combo, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt plus O, Microsoft Edge, refresh button, to activate, press space bar. Alt D, search or enter, /GOOGLE:COM, enter. Tab. Tab, Google.
Oh.
Tab, search combo box. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Enter in search. Google search button to activate. Press spacebar. Search combo box. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Google search button. Blank. I'm feeling lucky button. Exit in search. Blank. Graphic Google. Inverted exclamation point. Viva la cultura. Celebrate link Hispanic heritage with Google. Link privacy. Link terms. Settings button. Link advertise. D, V, E, R.
The problem, though, with their edge support is, as you can tell, it's not responsive at all.
Link, grab, blank, enter, blank, Google search button, blank, search edit combo. Enter. Search combo box. Type in text.
Now that worked.
Escape.
Okay. What if we go to...
Alt D. Search or enter web address edit. http://nyaudio.net. Enter. Exiting search. Search combo box. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. The Yeti Audio Network. The Yeti Audio Network. Search edit. Type in text. Escape. Blank. Search. Blank. Blank. Heading level 1, the lip, feature and if it, literally anything, feet, if they, head, first,
lip, the, head, I'm just going up heading, and down blank, so you can blank, get a feel for how this works.
Search button, blank, search edit, search, search for it, heading, list with 5 items, bullet link complete user list, bullet link user search, bullet, exit list, navigation.
So as you can see, it's a... This actually reads a lot like NVDA does, where the list item itself, like list of 5 items, is not actually written into the document area. Not saying that I necessarily like how it reads this, but because it's not as responsive. Let's open the same thing now in IE.
Alt D, search or enter web address.
We're gonna just go to Alt X.
Alt X, menu, new window, type text in this edit field, settings, A. What's new and tips, A. Extensions, A. Send feedback, A.
Really?
A. Open with Internet Explorer, A. Enter. Leaving menus, Internet Explorer, type in text.
So here is
Any audio network. Escape, virtual.
We're gonna go up and down this page and check out the difference in responsiveness.
Escape,
but I'm
edit.
Stuck in that field.
In this podcast, I will show you how to change the sound scheme in Windows and thus add the one new 14 views and in blank. Heading level 2, link how to customize sounds in Windows 10 and demonstration of Windows sounds. Blank edit 14, link uploaded on September 15th, 2017, 11:43 a.m. by Yoli 025.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Blank heading
level. Interesting to see how they approach that.
Blank heading level 2, link I open BK3, and this is what happens. What do I do?
Okay. So, as you can see, the responsiveness in IE is still better than it is with Edge. So we're gonna close.
Alt F4. Search or enter.
And we're going to close this.
Alt F4, stop recording button.
Now, the issue, though, with Edge...
Windows R, run dial, enter. Microsoft Edge, refresh button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, if we go to a site like,
Alt D, search.
Let's go to, for example, samtupi.com.
Enter. Sam Tupi Productions.
Okay, it's loaded.
Sir. Bullet link my program
bad.
/ game developer related products.
Like, this responsiveness is horrible.
Bullet link up. Bullet link. Bullet. Bullet. Exit list. Heading level 1 contact information.
So let's go.
Shift tab. The Yeti Audio Network. Shift tab. BT. Shift tab. The Awesome Tech. Shift tab. Online scope. Shift tab. My programs. Shift tab. My games link. Enter. My games.
Okay.
Heading. Bullet link.
Man, you cannot go down fast. Okay, H.
Exit list. Heading level 1, my main projects. Heading level 2 link survive the wild. Heading level 2 link red spot. Heading level 2 link bloodshed. Heading level 2 link Sammy Sam.
Let's pick...
Heading level 2 link bloodshed. Heading level 2 link the randomness of sound.
This one. I'll press enter.
Enter. The randomness of sound link.
Now, what's happened visually is that the notification bar has appeared. NVDA will read this without issue, and you can hit Alt-N to move there, and things of that sort. But in the JAWS, you cannot have that read automatically at this point.
Alt-N, open button to activate.
See, there it is. Now,
bar.
Best way to read this is probably to do...
Touch cursor. Notification text. What do you want to do with pros.zip left parent 2.omb right parent? From colonsamchippy.com. Touch cursor. Double tap to activate the PC cursor. Touch PC cursor. PC cursor.
So, as you can see, you can read it with touch, but it would be nice to have that read automatically. So, at this stage,
tap, save button
I can... actually, let's try this with touch.
Touch cursor. Save. Group. Open. Button. Notification. Open. Button. Save. Group. Save. Button. Split button. More options. Button. Save. Button. As focus. Save. Group. Open. Button. Save. Group. Open up notification. Toolbar. My games. Custom. Group. Settings and more. Share. Share. Make me. Pub left. Pub lit. Add. I. Enter reading view. I. Enter lit. Cert button. Pub. Group. Back. Show. New. Closed my game, my list, set, see all tap, see all Microsoft, see Microsoft Edge window, see, split my close, new, sh, back, roof, hub, but, split, enter, at, lit, hub, mid, ship, set, group, my, note, open, save, group, save, button, has focus, split button, more options, button, save, button, has focus.
I think you just hit enter here.
Dismiss button to activate.
Yep.
Press space bar. View down notification text running security scan.
See, will it auto update this text if I stay focused on this?
Open button.
Nope.
Notification text pros.zip finished downloading. View down dismiss button as focus. To PC cursor.
So, yeah. That needs work. Let's see. I think mail works, so we're gonna close
Alt F4, stop recording.
All right, now, menu.
Search box edit, type in text. All apps checked.
Why it says checked, I have no idea. It's a little bit annoying, but M,
mail, 1 of 6.
Said M twice, once because I typed the letter, and second because that is the group I landed in. It would be sort of like NVDA saying M grouping mail. I'll press enter.
Enter. Message list. Messages multi-select list box. Leanne Baumiller proofread braille wet 5 p.m.
Now we're going to switch over to my other account.
Tap. Loading. Shift tap. Navigation. Navigation button collapsed. To activate, press space bar. Tap new mail button to add tap all accounts button to add space pop up all accounts list box NMC Gmail brand dongle enter navigation all accounts button to activate press space bar message list messages multi select list box not selected Greg Stilson recall messages multi select list box Brandon Tyson Greg Stilson brand not collapsed messages multi select list box Greg Stilson automatic reply colon email Robo Braille messages multi-select list box Robo Braille Windows Insider program Windows Insider.
Now, if we want to read a message,
enter. Reading pain. This email is sent from an unmonitored address. Please do not reply. Please use links in line above to get additional information or help. Message has 6 links. Message, please read this important announcement about the Windows Insider program changes to program agreement terms. Hello, Windows Insider and Dash. We hope you are continuing to enjoy the Windows Insider program. We'll be sending out more exciting updates and announcements soon. In the meantime, we just wanted to alert you that the link Windows Insider program agreement terms are changing. Updated program terms coming soon. We'll post them. Link here. Be sure to check back after September 14th to review your continued participation in the program once the terms are live constitutes your acceptance. Thanks again for helping make Windows better. The Windows Insider team, this email is part of your Windows Insider program membership. Microsoft respects your privacy. To learn more, please read our online.
So you can see it reads, I think it uses, well, technical, for those of you who are wondering, the technical control is a mail Word document. Based on NVDA's log output. But as far as JAWS is concerned, it reads just like Internet Explorer. So it's better to probably use this approach than something like the Edge thing, because that's horrible in responsiveness. And we'll actually come back to that shortly, because that's used in creating a new user account in Windows, as some of you may know. Let's look at composing a new message. Escape, I haven't message. Actually tested this with JAWS, so we'll see how well this works.
Control N, not selected. Windows Insider program. Windows Insider program : changes to program agreement terms. Wed 7:29 p.m. Please read this important announcement about the Windows Insider program changes to program agreement. Reading pain. Draft header. Addressing to : edit. Type and text.
Okay, draft header. Alright, so we're just gonna say
B. Draft header addressing B 1 of 1. R. B.
Really?
Enter. B. Tab. Choose shift tab to : edit. Type and text.
What if I type J?
J. O. To : edit Joe. Tab.
It highlighted a suggestion.
Tab, choose shift tab to : edit Joseph Lee semicolon.
But
blank.
Did not read.
J.
It's not capable of reading the autocomplete suggestions, which NVDA is. So this still makes
escape.
JAWS.
Escape. Tab, discard button. Tab, can't tab, discard button. Tab, can't tab, discard button. Space. Message list.
Still makes JAWS unsuitable for that particular situation. Now we're going to look at settings.
Alt F4, stop recording button to activate, press spacebar, Alt followed by S. Search box edit, type and text. S. E, settings, trusted Windows Store app, settings, trusted Windows Store app, settings, trusted Windows Store app.
Okay, I don't know why I read it multiple times. But.
Enter. Settings. Search box. Find the setting. Edit. Type and text.
This search box also supports an autocomplete. NVDA just gained support for this in 2017.3. So those of you using NVDA, you'll be happy to know that this will read. For JAWS users, well, here you go. Let's see if this works. I'm going to type taskbar.
T. A, S, K, B, A, R. Taskbar settings.
Okay.
Search box, find the setting, edit taskbar. R, blank.
It would be beneficial.
R, A, B, A, A, T, blank.
Clear this box.
T, A, S, K. Search box, find the setting, edit task. Enter, search box, find the setting, edit task. Type and text, taskbar settings. Tab, list box, taskbar settings, 1 of 25, tab, home button to active, shift tab, list.
You can use this to an extent, but the way it's meant to be used is if we, for a second, load NVDA here.
Alt F4, stop recording, unloading JAWS, quit enter. Stop
so that I can actually tell you how this is supposed to work.
Desktop list. FS Reader 3.0.
I've matched NVDA to JAWS, so now we're gonna go back into settings.
Start window. Start news places list. Settings 1 of 1. Settings. Settings window.
Now, search. We're going to type the same thing. T-A-S-K. And...
Taskbar settings 1 of 6.
It's supposed to play a...
Task.
Little sound.
Voice record.
When,
start
when
those
appear. So if I search, for instance, S...
S. See web results 1 of 12. Settings. Trust.
Why is that not...
Voice recorder. Voice...
I don't think that's working as it should be.
Object can't play as checked.
Ah.
Okay,
that's why.
Press voice record.
Okay, now we'll try again.
Start.
S. E.
Settings.
There. Now we're going to hit enter.
Settings. Settings window. Search.
Now we're going to type into this field. T-A-S-K. So... Even though it doesn't read anything right there, which it's not really... The reason it doesn't read anything there is because there's nothing focused. But the sound at least gives you an indicator that suggestions have appeared. And now, if you press enter...
Task. Search box. Find
see, it'll just...
Task.
It'll...
Taskbar.
Do
search
that.
Box. Find list. Background not select. Lock the.
And I did highlight the first suggestion and move to it by pressing enter twice, but how that is actually meant to be used, we'll do a control E.
Search box. Find the setting edit. Blank.
If I type, for example, lock screen. Okay. How you're supposed to use this is you're now supposed to press down arrow.
Lock screen settings 1 of 4.
If I check my line, though...
Lock screen.
See, before NVDA 2017.3, you would just keep hearing lock screen, lock screen, lock screen, as you down arrow through actual results. So the next result is...
Change the picture on your lock screen 2 of 4. Turn the lock screen slideshow on or off 3 of 4. Check lock screen settings 1 of 4.
So, yeah, JAWS can read these, but... NVDA makes it more apparent that they have indeed appeared. Or...
Lock screen. N-E-E-R. Blank. Blank.
There we go. Once I clear the box, the suggestions disappear. If I type lock screen again, or I'll just type lock. Now, if you tab...
List. Background not selected.
Oh.
Search box.
I stand corrected. That does not work. What you want to do instead...
Lock screen set list. Background not search
is you need to use the arrow keys.
Lock hear a tone when pressing caps lock, num lock, and scroll lock 5 of 6. Show all results 6 of 6.
So
voice recorder.
That's how that works. As you can see, JAWS reads it, but if you use the default NVDA configuration, which is to have it play a sound when suggestions appear, that'll make it more apparent. So therefore, NVDA gives you more control over that. So NVDA, I would argue, is still better in that case because it tells you exactly when they appear. Additionally, we're now going to look at Edge with NVDA, and we are going to take a look at why I had such a problem with how JAWS was reading and interacting with Edge. So we're going to again call up the run box.
Run dialog.
And we're going to open Edge.
Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Edge window. Refresh button. Document. Blank. Document.
So,
blank.
First of all,
notification text. Do more with Microsoft Edge.
What's that? It's the notification bar. It's automatically reading. JAWS did not even read that. As a result, I didn't even think about the fact that that actually popped up asking me to change my default. So now that we know it's there, we can hit Alt-N.
Blank page. Don't ask again.
And press dismiss.
See alt.
Now we can go to address.
Search or enter.
We can type, oh, there's the suggestions. Actually, let's see what it's suggesting to me.
Blank, https://liarbird.i/.
Okay. Let's use this site, actually, as an example.
Document. Blank. Liarbird create a digital copy of voice document. Clickable link Liarbird. Liarbird create a digital copy of voice document. Link Liarbird.
Now, we can down arrow.
List. Collect out of list. Link lock this date of mid link room minute of this date of.
Now let's go to samtupi.com again.
Samtupi.
That site is a bit more simple in structure, so.
Bull out if at heading impact or blank blank button.
So it's not as laggy as Jaws was. There is a little bit of a lag, but it's really close to like what you would get with Internet Explorer and NVDA. Firefox, of course, is most responsive out of all of them, but generally speaking, I'd say NVDA works the best with Edge. So that's that for Edge. The Mail app, I'd say, works better than NVDA, and we'll look at why. Okay.
Start.
So.
Blank. Up. M grouping. Mail.
There it is. Enter.
Mail. NMC mail. Inbox NMC mail. Mail window.
We're gonna choose account.
Navigation. Zoom all accounts button. Pop. Mail. Message list.
Now we're gonna do a new message.
Reading pane grouping. Reading pane grouping. Addressing grouping. Two. Edit. Blank.
I'm gonna start typing J.
Level 1, Joseph Lee, Joseph Dudley.
And you can see that his email address pops right up, NVDA reads it, and you know that there is a suggestion.
Choose contact, 2, edit, blank.
So that is how that works.
Discard draft, window, toolbar, cap discard button, inbox, mail.
So we're going to close.
Voice recorder window. Stop recording button alt, S alt plus S.
So, that will mainly do it for this recording. I hope that you've enjoyed this, and maybe, again, I don't use Jaws, like, ever. It's not really my preference. however, I thought I would, because we've hit a really interesting time for Windows 10 in terms of Microsoft is doing a lot of changes. And I felt that it would be good to kind of show you guys, you know, the comparison of screen readers, and you can make the choices of where the competition stands. I didn't show you Narrator in this. Narrator is very high up there as far as how well it works. There are some things that Narrator does better than NVDA, but none of which Jaws, I think, will manage to read. However, I haven't been able to test it. What I'm getting at is sometimes mail will give you a notification. One time I got one that said it couldn't download the message. NVDA just said notification. However, Narrator was actually able to read the notification. So, that's that. That'll do it for this recording, I think. If you guys have any questions, feel free to post comments or send me an email. All that stuff's on my page. You can always email me, and you can use the comment feature in the Any Audio, part, you know. When you click on this recording, you'll be able to post comments on that area. So, hope you guys have enjoyed this. Let me know if you have any questions or if you want to see anything else. Hopefully maybe this provided some insight into where we're at with Windows 10 and compatibility, and thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next recording I do. Have a good day, and thanks again for listening.